Yeah, let's fucking run into it. Are we? Are we ready to rock?
Don't we usually say some stuff at the beginning? Like, we're gonna.
What do you mean?
Daryl Strawberry stepped up to the plate.
That's right.
Something to that. I love baseball announcer voice. If you guys could do the whole podcast,
I would fucking love to be able to do the baseball announcer voice. It's not a talent I have. In fact, I wish I could do voices and impressions. That seems like something that should be up my alley, but I can't figure out.
I have.
There it is.
Southern accent unlocked because I grew up with my living with my grandparents. My grandpa's from West Virginia, so like he turned my name Brian into Brian. Like he,
Brian,
come on, into one syllable. I said like shit like warsh instead of wash. So I was a
love that. Kid.
I got the southern thing unlocked, but everything else is fucking terrible.
Okay, how do you say the word crayon? This is a hot button. Hot button issue here.
Yep.
Yeah, crayon is for kids who went to private school. Like crayon.
It's crayon.
Cranberry. It rhymes with it's the crayon at the beginning of the cranberry.
Thank you. It's
right?
Crayon.
Crayon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crayon. Like your lawyers. Fuck you. That's how I feel.
And I work at a winery, so like I deal with a lot of like.
A lot of crayons.
Rich, pretentious white people. And so if I'm at work, I will say crayon. Or if for whatever reason it comes up, like I'll say like the way that I know is the correct way to say any word. But in all other contexts, I'm just like crayon.
Crayon.
You know what's the worst is when like someone asks you how you're doing and you go, hey, I'm good. And you're like, how about you? And they're like, I'm well. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just go fuck myself.
My dad was like I'm well kind of guy. And like. So I'm like 50-50 on that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, it looks like I'm the listeners, if this ends up in the podcast, cannot see this, but it looks like I'm like jerking off two dicks.
Yeah, you're jerking two dicks on either side. I mean, I guess it makes sense if we just roll into it at this point, right? Like, what are we doing otherwise? So I guess it makes sense.
Hey, worms. Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the damn show. It's me and Robin here, and we're talking, as you may have heard, with our new friend, Brian. What's up, dog? How are you?
I don't know if we're friends. Yeah, let's work up to that.
We'll get there eventually. Yeah. By the end of this, I hope we're at least close acquaintances. Friends.
Yep. Yeah. We are our good acquaintance. Brian is on the show with us today. Lots of different shit that you're into. Lots of different shit you got going on. You got the Invite the Neighbors podcast, but more so, we're talking about... Mm-hmm. In a Daydream, the band that you're a part of, got the album coming out. So we're chatting about that a little bit. We're going to have a silly goose time. We're going to get into some shit. I mean, really right off the bat, you know, I feel like we got to get rolling with, like, we have a little bit of common ground in the sense that we're all gentlemen of the podcast world. You know, we're professionals in this format, basically. as you made astute observation earlier. Definitely a comedy show. I've heard, you know, so many people tell us that this is very funny and that they think it's very funny and that they love it. And you always love to hear that when it's
I've
a comedy
never
show.
Heard that once. You know, my girlfriend actually just caught up on the show, right? So she's, I guess technically right now, as of this moment, she's one episode behind. By the time this releases, she'll probably be like three. But she, I think, has told me a total of, like, three times that she laughed across the course of, like, the 18 episodes that she's listened to. So that's good.
Tough crowd.
I would never, ever make my girlfriend listen to this show. I cannot imagine her trying to sit and listen through this garbage.
When she got to the part, she got to the part where we talked about cum a lot.
She got to
that's where it left off.
Your famous cum segment that we all know
we
and
didn't,
love so much.
We didn't talk about cum on the last couple episodes.
Nope. No cum as of lately, but it's definitely been a cum heavy, I'd say a few weeks, if not a month.
I'm backed up. I'll say it. I'm backed up. I got a lot of cum to giddy out.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So, Brian, how you doing, man? Are you backed up? Or
Dude, I'm feeling a little frustrated in that department. I wouldn't say I'm backed up. I have a pretty good system.
Good.
But as far as
sort of a self-regulatory kind of thing you're saying.
You know that quote, like happiness only real when shared, you know? Like I'm not really experiencing a lot of that.
Yeah, right. But, fair enough. And that's the responsible choice because it's a pandemic, so you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. True.
It's a responsible choice.
At least I have a reasonable excuse now.
Here's a hot button topic that's not at all on topic, but a couple of our friends have been arguing recently. Okay. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, you're in a relationship with a lady, okay? Or man, whoever. You're in a relationship with, or non-binary.
For me, it's a lady.
The whole shebang.
Robin, keep digging.
Just going to cover the bases.
Guy.
You're in a relationship, and your partner goes to a club and grinds on somebody. Is that cheating?
Only if she comes home and fucks me, then I don't care.
Goes to a club and grinds on somebody?
Yeah.
I say that like that happens. It doesn't happen to me. I don't think that's
cheating, but I'm definitely questioning the motives. I need more information.
Yeah, it's
you have
like
to have it, like a good balance, like a good like trust and relationship. Yeah. It has to be known, I think. It has to like be with blessing. Like, yeah, you're going to be going out grinding on people. I know it doesn't mean anything.
It all comes down to communication.
That's right. It's exactly. A really mature answer to that question.
Yeah, basically our friend polled like 40 people, and most people said that they thought it was cheating.
Cheating?
A handful were in kind of our boat that's like I personally wouldn't enjoy if that happened.
Yeah, I would but, not like, be if thrilled have, if that happened to me.
But if you have like an agreement or something, you know, there are people who do all kinds of shit, so who gives a fuck?
She comes at the door like, honey, did you grind on any cool hot dudes tonight at the club, or did you have any success in that door? You have an agreement where they're allowed to grind. It's fine.
Yeah, I think most women, some random guy walks up behind them and just starts grinding. That's what I hear on the street.
I think if your dick and balls are within 3 inches of a pussy or an asshole, that's probably cheating. Or like damn close. Like that's pretty close to the line.
But there's several layers of clothes in between. It's like, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess that's just dry humping at that point. But
communication, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for bringing an additional voice to this conversation. I appreciate that. Getting a little more input.
Additional perspectives. Yeah, hell yeah.
Wow. Anyway, this is a music podcast.
If you're wearing snow pants, though, and like it creates an extra few inches of layering, but you're still like humping, dry humping, but there's like so much clothing in it. Mean that not there's no real touching going on, but like there's still the intent of
you're talking if you're in the full like puffed ass like you're in like if you're in tactical gear it doesn't count but if you're wearing like a little dress maybe
that's a hot outfit I don't mean sexy that's a temperature wise very hot outfit to be wearing at the club.
Speaking of that outfit, I'm gonna out myself on this show for a second.
Okay, go ahead please.
I understand that this period of my life, I did some wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. I was a fan of the band Attila for a little bit. I'm not proud of it. Mm. I don't listen to them anymore.
Thank you for
I have their CD in my car, but I haven't listened to it in a while. Like, I'm not... it's just kind of a shit band, shit attitude, whatever. But I liked them for a while. And that motherfucker would go out on, like, Warp Tour in, like, the full fucking...
Oh no! No! No!
No! Oh, so bad.
It's tough.
Okay, I just had to see what it was. I've heard of him. So,
yeah. So, but he like one Warped Tour, like came out on stage in just like a full like padded jumpsuit with the hood up and stayed like that the entire fucking set.
Yeah.
It was like 90 degrees out.
I also feel
stupid.
Like. I could be wrong. I don't know his whole vibe, but like potentially the only time he was outside that day, if I had to guess, like straight from the bus, puffy jacket goes on the stage, right back to the bus. If that's Warped Tour, I would imagine that band's Warped Tour experience is not necessarily the same as everybody else's. That's a whole different. That band's Warped Tour is a different time, man. That's just crazy to think about all the things that used to happen at Warped Tour. Insane.
Holy shit. I miss those days.
I do miss those days. And they also kind of scare me in hindsight. So I'm kind of, it's like, it's something that it's nice that I to like look at it with fond memories, but oh my God, imagine going to Warped Tour 2021. Well, I mean, what does that even look like?
I'm old enough, and I don't know the ages of everyone here. We've discussed how fucking old I am on this podcast like 8 million times. But like, I miss Warped Tour 2013 because at that point, like, most of the crowd was within like a range of my age that like, yeah, I didn't feel like the old motherfucker at the punk show.
Right.
And then just as time went on, like, especially that last Warped Tour, I'm like 27, I think, at the 26 or 27. And it's just all like high school kids running around like at the Real Friends set. And I'm just like, ah.
Yeah, I don't know about
this. I'm going to sit in the back and sip on my Budweiser.
That I paid $17 for. It's not good. And I'm going to throw up because I'm drinking it. It's too hot to be drinking it. I'm going to throw up.
We're in Ohio. I'm in down in Cincinnati. Okay. Jacob's in Columbus.
Yup.
Where do you live? What's your address?
Oh, yeah, what's your zip code and your address and your street address with your number?
48180 is my zip code. I live in Taylor, Michigan.
Oh, no shit.
You can look.
We're Midwest homies.
Yeah,
dog.
We're gonna be we're gonna be up in that hood. This not like right there, but we're gonna be in Chicago. So like in that general direction this weekend.
Not even close.
That's
a 4 hours away.
Yeah, that's.
Wait, what?
You're closer to me now than you will be then.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought that Chicago's was like on the way to Chicago. Am I that stupid? What the fuck?
Yes, you are. That
Jesus Christ.
Michigan's on the way to Canada. You hit Michigan, and then you hit a lake, and then you hit Canada. There's nothing else up there.
Yeah, but I thought you hit Michigan, and then you hit like Illinois. I don't know. Whatever.
No, if Illinois is like, 94. You got to go west into Indiana and then north into Illinois, I think. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
Aside from going west into Indiana and then north into Michigan. That's crazy. I don't fucking know,
Does Indiana go to Michigan? I don't think Indiana touches Michigan.
Definitely does. Indiana touches
it Michigan.
It does. Huh. That's
but
crazy.
Only in like a, there's like a little like,
that's crazy.
Little strip. It's like micro touches Michigan, right?
No, it's like the entire western half of Michigan, the southern half borders Indiana.
Oh, shit.
Micro touches, are you talking about your penis? Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Ooh, yes, I am, actually.
That was just kind of dangling there. It needed to be grabbed.
Yeah, kind of like his penis.
Yeah, just like, well, sounds like your penis, actually.
Hey, come on. I'm serious.
And my mom listens to this.
God, I hope so. I hope your mom listens to this specifically. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we talked about cum. We talked about cocks. We talked about Akilla. 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 What can we? Whoa. This is a true crime podcast now. Come on.
Come on. Get it together. Come on. Be serious.
All right, Jacob. What's on the itinerary? Let's run it down.
We have music stuff to talk about in the second half, but on the first half, I was more interested. I mean, not to spoil. We were chatting a little bit in the DMs earlier. I know that you made mention of the fact that you have done stand-up comedy a time or two, or at least attempted it, and I'm very interested to hear about that.
Yeah, so, okay. I love stand-up. Always have. I listen, in these days of my life, I probably listen to more comedy podcasts and comedians than I do music.
Yeah.
Pandemic, like, I'm like a silly goose. I always joke around.
Yep.
Like, I'm always fucking around.
Silly goose gang.
Yeah, yeah. And I really wanted to do stand-up. I was been writing for a while, and, like, I had stand-up friends who said, like, oh, you should do it, blah, blah, blah. And so I did it once, and I actually wrote jokes, and I told, like, an Avengers abortion joke, and it worked.
Oof.
And, yeah, somehow I made it work.
Wait, can you recite that joke just real quick?
I don't remember what the joke was. It was too long ago. But the premise was that, like, no matter where you stand, if you believe that abortion should be legal or illegal, we can all agree that we're glad it used to be illegal, because if it was legal in the past, it would be like Thanos, like, snapping his finger and then half the population just disappears. But I was like, that was just the premise. There was like more to it than that.
Comedy's an art form. That's, you know, you got the setup. Yeah. You got to work the crowd a little bit.
See how
people laugh. Okay. Yeah,
people laughed for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. For sure. But then the second time, I was feeling really good after the first time. And the second time, like, you think that I would try to refine the material. That's what you're supposed to do in hindsight. But I just went into it like, oh, I'm going to do all new shit. And I just didn't prepare enough.
Oh, wow.
And completely fucking bombed. Completely. Jesus. Like, forgot what I was even saying. Tried to go back into the jokes that worked last time and was just fumbling over them. But, like, the good thing about that was that now that I've had that experience, other things don't matter to me as much in terms of, like, I'll never be more embarrassed, I don't think.
Yeah. I know.
Than I was then.
Right.
So it's like
the pinnacle.
Trying to like talk to a girl or like something like that. I'm just like, eh, whatever. I've been embarrassed myself in front of like 40 people.
I've been booed off stage at a comedy show, so that's fine.
It was so bad. I will get through. I did like 2 minutes.
You're basically what happens when the Joker movie doesn't make you want to kill a bunch of people. It's like just makes you a cool guy instead. So that's awesome. Good for
right.
you. That's awesome.
Right. I'd like to do it more, but I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, especially as somebody who does talking, I was going to say for a living, but definitely not for a living. Does talking as a hobby in their free time. I understand the desire to like that's definitely up there on the list of like, if I could choose any career, that would be a fun one to have, you would think. And definitely up there on the list as far as like, I'd say minimum effort, maybe, it seems like. Probably potentially not the case, but it definitely seems like being a stand-up comedian, if you were successful, would be pretty easy. But it's hard. Like, to sit down and write a joke is really difficult. I'm not ashamed to say I've thought of that before, and I've tried to sit down and, like, write a joke down, and I can't. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to, like, structure a joke to be written down that way and tell it to people like that. It's scary. It's weird.
Well, and you're also not funny, so that doesn't help.
That's
like
too.
A baseline prerequisite.
One of the main things you have to be would be funny. Yeah. So.
Even the pros, though, they have the luxury of having workout clubs, and you know, the first time they tell a joke, it might get a laugh, but it might not. But they have the luxury of like doing night after night, sometimes multiple sets in a night, and just kind of working it out. And what you see on Netflix is like the 1,000th fucking time those jokes have been told.
Yeah, absolutely. Like refined, very refined.
You know? Yeah.
All the delivery is like perfectly timed and planned, which is a huge part of it.
I just feel like it would be hard because like so many of the like stand-up comedians come up with like either a persona or like a bit. Like there's the puppet guy, and then like Jim Gaffigan's got like his like the audience voice or whatever he does where he changes his voice and it's like what they're thinking about his stand-up. I'm not smart enough for that. I would just get up there and tell stories, and then if nobody laughed, I'd be like, fuck you.
I would just walk off the stage. I would leave. Yeah, I understand that.
You guys suck.
Hey, you guys fucking suck. This wasn't even fun at all to do. Fuck you guys. Leave the stage.
This shit's funny. You guys are just dumb.
Do you guys not get the joke? It's because it sounds like penis when I said it like that. So that was the total joke. Nobody laughed. Yeah.
That's good. You're on your way, kid.
Absolutely. That's right. I'm starting to stand up. Absolutely. I'm going to start writing down jokes. Just stuff that sounds like penis.
Hey, if you're going to do stand up, you're going to have to stand up first.
What does that
Good
mean?
Luck.
Serena Williams.
What is that?
I don't know. You're like a couch potato or something.
No, I'm not.
I don't know.
No, I'm not even. I guess I am. I'm kind of lazy.
But I mean, you're like the cook of the house and stuff. You're on your feet.
Thank you for saying that.
Of course.
I do like to.
When are you going to cook for me?
Come up.
Are you going to cook for our secret band guests, potentially?
Yeah, I probably will. I can't wait to make pancakes for them.
Tight.
You know how many times I've thought about that?
We have another band in the studio with us right now, and I have actually listened to your podcast before, believe it or not. I listened to the Greet Death episode.
Very nice.
Spoiler alert, Jacob and I are we're shoegaze apologists, okay? We're shoegaze apologists. Like the shoegazy vibe, the slow, the whatever. Whether you want to call them shoegaze or not, they've got like, you know, a little bit of that vibe going on.
A little bit. Maybe like grungy shoegaze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which are like my two favorite types of music.
A lot of the things that I'm looking for.
If you cross grunge with anything, I'm happy. Like you could just put like a grungy tone on a guitar and play the dumbest, like most derivative riff you've ever played in your life, and I'm just like fucking creaming over here.
I'm gonna write a really grungy "She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain" riff and see how you like it.
You want to take that one from the top?
No, shut up.
You talk for a living and you can't even talk. We have a professional podcaster with a Patreon in the studio and you pull this bullshit.
Damn.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
In the studio.
In the studio.
I forgot that I even have a Patreon. I need to get, I don't know.
You need to turn that off.
Yeah. I feel like some people pay me $2 a month. At first, I thought Patreon was something like, oh, people just like my podcast. They want to give me money. But it's like, so you're supposed to give them content for that.
Yeah.
I feel like the free content is what they get. And they're just paying me because they like me.
Yeah.
So once I realized it was more work, I was like, oh, fuck that, dude.
Yeah. That's like one of the main reasons that I don't want to do a Patreon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not you mean I got to do the free one and I got to do a bonus one? Are you out of your mind? Do you want to double the workload? Yeah.
I feel like you could pull off like one bonus a month, though, for like $2.
We could pull off one bonus a month and we would give it to the three people that listen to this podcast and want to pay us money.
It would be you, me, and Keelan.
That's true.
We're the only three subscribers on Patreon just paying ourselves.
It's like how you gotta put money in the tip jar when you put it out a little bit so it's not empty. It's the same concept.
Yeah.
You can't have zero patrons, so you gotta run the card on your own.
Yeah, look like there's interest.
Damn, one guy is on here at the $1,000 level. That's crazy. You're just paying yourself.
Could be a tax evasion strategy.
Yeah. Patreon's taking out your podcast.
You've had some pretty slick guests on there, and I just have some questions.
Yeah.
First of all, big Five Iron Frenzy stan, loved that band when I was
really
little Catholic schoolboy in fifth grade. Like, I listened to Linkin Park and Five Iron Frenzy exclusively. That was the only music that I knew. And I went to public school and I got like full degenerate, like Korn and Limp Bizkit.
You became this way.
Yeah, I became the person that I am thanks to the public school system in the United States.
Yep.
But yeah, you've had some really solid guests. How did you pull that, and how do we do
that? Yeah, how did we go about trying to do that?
Are you just shooting every shot that you can? Are you just in people's DMs or like?
No, I got really nice.
To you deep, like?
Yeah, I just flash a smile and they're like, "Oh, we should do that." No. What happened was I don't even remember exactly how, but I got connected with Becky Kovach at Big Picture Media, which is like a PR agency. Okay.
Yeah.
And I interviewed her because I wanted to interview people that weren't just musicians, but that were like a part of the music scene, people like behind the scenes who make shit happen. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed her. And then it just kind of turned into this like, hey, send me bands, you know, like if you're doing PR for a band, like I can be an interview for them. And now I have like three or four different PR firms that send me guests, and Five Iron, most of the big ones have come from that.
That's so sick.
That's tight as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Like sometimes I'll get a band, like I'll hear about a band. I'm like, oh, this band's pretty fucking good. And then I'll look at my calendar and realize they're already scheduled. Like, that happened with Jiraiya.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, Jiraiya Clare was one where, like, someone tweeted about them, and I was like, this is sick. And then they were, like, coming on in 2 weeks. I was like, what the fuck?
What a treat that is. That's incredible.
Yeah, that felt really cool.
Could not work out any better. I'm so jealous, yeah. So the secret, it sounds like, is to just have genuine personal connections with people. Okay, interesting. Interesting too.
Yeah, basically.
And also maybe don't talk about cum on every episode. So maybe make them a little more family friendly.
Yeah. I'm sending emails to like Jamie Coletta to see if she has anybody to recommend. And it's just like, listen to Robin's Cummy Corner and see if you want to have any let me know if you want to get like any big bands on this show.
Do we want to hear the Cummy Corner theme again? Do we want to do it?
Don't play the Cummy Corner theme.
Okay. I want to hear it kind of. Corner
thing. You want to hear it? You want to hear the Cummy Corner theme? Is that right?
Play the Cummy Corner theme. You put a lot of time.
I made this myself.
You put a lot of time.
Written and recorded from scratch.
Is that true?
No.
Wait. I'm coming, my pants.
I can't.
I'm coming, my pants.
Too late.
I'm coming, my pants.
That's pretty much it. It really.
Yeah, it goes like another 2 minutes from there. From there.
Untreated vocals are just so.
Thank you.
I'm coming my pants.
You can tell he put a lot of time into it.
Oh God.
And we'll cut that if you don't want that in the episode. We don't have to. We don't have to put this out.
You said come about 100 times. Sorry.
Fair enough.
It is somehow still the only thing we've talked about.
Season two.
Oh God.
That's the one thing that we tried that I don't think you've tried yet is we stopped like just numbering them normally and just arbitrarily decided to start a new season.
Yeah, that's true. Instead of just like counting up from zero, you just have to decide like, I think now is a good time to do a new season. And you can just start from a scratch. That's a lot of fun. You can just change your whole shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no fucking advertisers. There's
That's
no
very
rules.
True. You know. I'm sure you get them, but I am so intrigued always by the emails that you get that are like, join our network and put your podcast in and you can get referral. And it's always some scam. You know what I mean? There's a million different ones, but it's always some scam. Yeah. And I'm so interested. I want to get on one of the ones, like, how do I get on the one that Joe Rogan's on where it's like, send me the Blue Chew sponsorships. I'll read any ad. I don't care. I'll do it in the middle. Just send me whatever. I'd be so in.
Yeah. You got to get lots and lots of listeners. That's the only way. They have to think, they have to look at you as an investment. Or not even an investment. It's just like an immediate cash cow. Like, you know, Spotify snatched up Joe Rogan, then they snatched up Dax Shepard, and they, you know, just anybody who's already making money, they want it all for themselves. Spotify is terrible.
Yeah.
And I am a hypocrite because I'm
and I will never stop using it. I'll never stop using it.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's like Amazon for music. It's like so insanely convenient and impossible to not use, but
it's like the perfect product.
The thing for me though is like, so like I can use something like Spotify or Apple Music to listen to, like, just trying to think of a popular artist and just unable
just
to think
of
one. Taylor Swift or something.
That's
like, who gives a shit?
Doja Cat. I can see.
Yeah, I'm listening to Doja Cat on Spotify, but like I'm buying the Arcadia Gray vinyl. You know, like you can double dip a little bit, I think, and that seems fine.
Why are you buying that vinyl? Just to, like, eat pizza off of it or something?
Yeah. Throw it in the sink.
I'm going to see them tomorrow.
That's so sick.
Wait. Oh, we're going to see them the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, we're seeing them on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's why we're going to Chicago, actually.
Yes.
Oh, sick. Yeah, I've interviewed them a couple of times. I've played with them once, and then
hell yeah.
They're my friend's band, Easy Beach, is playing with them tomorrow, and I'm going to be slanging merch for them.
Ooh.
For Easy Beach. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very fun.
Yeah.
Those are some tight peeps. We just talked to them not too long ago. Super, super cool peeps.
Yeah, they're funny. They're funny.
They really are. They carried that episode, honestly.
They brought up Come before I did.
That's true.
I listened to that episode today, actually. I listened to a little bit of it while I was getting ready, and I was like, this is not how I want to start my day, and I turned it off.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I can't even argue with you on that one.
Yep.
you turn it on, and it's just...
I was like...
It's just it's over and over.
I'm like, it's 10 a.m., dude.
10 a.m., dude. I don't want to hear about cum.
Yeah.
Right.
Cum is an after-hours topic.
Yeah. I can't listen to this podcast until after 7 p.m.
Yeah.
That's true. This is definitely like an after-dark kind of thing. If someone saw me listening to this podcast on my phone, I would change the screen as quickly as possible. And I get that. And I'm not offended by that.
No, you're good.
It's a niche we've carved out for ourselves.
Did I tell you the story of the time that a very inappropriate podcast played out loud in the middle of my office at my job in front of a bunch of people?
No.
I was like listening to a nasty podcast. It was one of the nasty ones. I was listening to a gross podcast, you know, Blue Chew sponsorship and everything. And that's actually where it was in the middle of the Blue Chew ad read that I took my AirPods out. And generally, when you take your AirPods out, the audio pauses. Like, that's been my experience like 90% of the time. And this is the one fucking time that I take it out, and then all of a sudden my phone just blasts, "Do you fuckers love to fuck?"
And your managers are like, I can't argue with that. I sure do. Absolutely. Play more. I need the code.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's great.
You fuck. Yeah, it was not a good day for me. Not my finest hour.
Oh.
Just hoping that someday that happens to someone else with our podcast. Yeah. Just paying it forward, but in a bad way.
Specifically with the coming quarter theme. They like take their AirPods out of work and it's that song. Playing
I'm going to play it as often as I can just to increase the percentage chance that that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I hate to be that fucking guy, but I got to pee. I really have to
Jacob.
Go. I have to go take a pee break. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I guess we're taking the break 30 seconds into the podcast.
It's not 30 seconds. It's not 30 seconds. Yeah.
That like metalcore period of my life where I was listening to like Attila and like the 2010 or 11 Attack record and like We Came as Romans.
Oh, they were just here.
Were they here? I forget.
And Chris was there.
Who was the what?
And Chris was there shooting him. Chris Herman, he's like a photographer.
Oh, nice.
He was there shooting
Hey, they shot We Came as Romans. I hope they got rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, I hope they're okay. I hope they're doing okay.
Did you already go pee?
No, I didn't go pee yet. We didn't do the ad break.
Go pee.
Okay,
we're hanging out.
The ad break. We'll be right back. I gotta go pee. Bye bye.
What's up, worms? It's Rube. A little bit of a different ad break here. I'm editing the episode without Jacob. He's very hard at work, cleaning and scrubbing. He's wearing his little apron. He's preparing. We have some guests coming into town. So, he's doing his best. He's shaking his ass around the house. Just getting everything ready. So I'm here. And I'm here to ask you to write into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter @ybigpodcast. We've got our Instagram, which is new and fun. How the fuck is Instagram popping off already? But we're here. We love you. That one's going to be @yourbandisgarbage. I got the real name for that one. What else did I have? Oh, if you want this little period of time here, where I'm talking about nothing, to be dedicated to your band, or your gig, or your album, hit us up. We're pretty cool. Shouts out Wallpaper, the first people to DM us on Instagram. They've got a show coming up December 16th at the Camel in Richmond. If you pay us money, we will do this for your band as well. Honestly, we'll probably do it for free. We'll negotiate. Maybe I shouldn't be airing all of this. All right. Back to the show.
I'm back.
Woo! Welcome back.
Oh, God. All right. That was necessary. So sorry about that. Woo, boy. Really loaded
just
up.
Just came
a
coming.
Yeah.
Do you dribble when you pee? How long do you dribble for?
I am. So it depends, right? I think it depends on the veracity of the pee, because if you really have to pee, I think it's you could potentially get it all out of there with one good, like, just flush it all out. But
that's true.
It depends on the severity of the piss. I feel like sometimes if you don't have to pee that bad and it's just kind of leaking out of there, that's where you get into real dribble mode. That's where you get into dangerous territory. You start zipping it back up. You start putting it on. You got yourself a calico cup pant situation. And that's no good for anybody. But If you really have to go and it's just all coming out right at once, I feel like it's reasonable to think that you just clear out the whole track and you're good. Maybe a shake or two and that's it. What are we talking about?
Now here's the real question. Okay. Do you utilize the dick flap in the boxers or briefs that you wear? Do you pull your dick through the hole?
Absolutely fucking not. No way. Not a chance. My shit don't really fit through there. I don't know who those are made for, but like it doesn't go easily through that. It doesn't snake around in a V shape.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Your Band Is Garbage is experiencing technical difficulties. The podcast will resume when Brian gets his fucking shit together.
There we go.
Oh!
There we go. Hey-o. We're back.
Yeah.
I think now. Yeah. I think it was my stupid fucking interface cable. I just had to unplug it and plug it back in.
That's annoying.
Hey, that fixes 99% of all things. Unplug it and plug it back in. If that doesn't affect it, you hit it. Not hard. You just give it a little.
Yeah.
And that should fix it.
What did you just hit?
The glass pane on my desktop computer.
Don't do that. Why would you
do that? What do you mean? It's glass. It's fine. I'm not going to put my fist through it. I'm just like gently tapping at the glass.
You're smacking your PC to make a point.
Anyway, do you pull your dick through the flap? Is the question.
Oh, like in like boxers and shit?
Yeah.
No, I'm over top always.
You're an over the top?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no way it fits all the way through there properly.
So yeah. I use the hole when I'm at work because I have to wear like a button up shirt, tuck it in, wear a belt and an apron and everything. So I swish my apron around. I just unzip, yank it through, and just go. But in any other context, if I'm not sitting down, I'm pulling it over.
Yeah.
It's too much work. Unbuttoning is too much work.
Yeah.
But.
Definitely.
I never
almost
thought about that, though, with like the button shirt and stuff. Like that actually makes more sense.
That does.
Now, one thing I will highly recommend to both of you, if you haven't seen this, I forget if it's the, I think it's the horizontal flap. Is what it's called.
Did you tweet about this already?
I did tweet about this. So instead of having like the three, like, you know, vertical stripes and you have to pull it to the side, it's like the whole package. And you, the listener, are not on video, but we are.
Whole
package. And then there's just like a little slit right here. And you just pull it down and whop, it's out.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
It's the easiest shit in the world.
That does sound pretty good. I've never found them, but I would really love to find a pair of pajamas that have the little butt flap on the back. I would love to be a guy that has a butt flap on
the
back.
Oh, the union suit?
Yeah. Some real kid like footy pajamas. That would be so sick.
My friend's got one of those. He's like 6'5" and has one of those things.
I also want to get one of those big sleepy caps that they wear at the same time. I've always wanted to be a sleepy cap guy.
Yeah, like it's like Hey Arnold's grandpa or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like
you've got the big like snot bubble coming out of your nose that's like expanding and retracting as you're snoring.
Yeah, exactly.
The funniest snore of all time. Oh, hell yeah.
Me. The knees.
Yeah. It's like just literally like the little log guy above me sawing in my little thought bubble all night. Hell yeah. I don't know how people can get dressed up in clothes and then go to sleep. That's too much for me. Pajamas are a lot of work.
Yeah, I sleep naked usually because I'm the king.
That's right.
I own my house. Once I owned my house, I started sleeping naked.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is a power move.
I really respect
that. That's nature.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like getting wedgies. I wear boxers and like if I sleep in them, I get wedgies. It's like, it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
I'm also
like
I don't
mind. Lion.
I don't mind saying I'm a bigger dude, and I like generate a lot of body heat when I sleep. So if it's like even a little bit warm outside, I'm not getting sweaty when I sleep. I need a lot of ventilation.
Hey, ladies, are you cold at night?
That is one of the main attractions my girlfriend has to me currently. Is that I literally do keep her warm at night. So.
Girlfriend, what are you doing, man?
No. Yeah. Well, we'll fucking get there when we get there. We'll see.
Yeah. Doing? What a loser.
This fucking guy. What a twerp. Oh, shit.
Just a reminder, this is a music podcast.
Okay, yes, Jacob, let's talk about
now,
the music. Let's talk about
the
music.
Now,
sorry.
I think now's as time as any to jump into music.
I can't believe you played the theme without saying anything first. Just
I said music.
I mean, you
said
the name. But you didn't have. I didn't give you a chance. I didn't even object to it. You didn't even. You didn't let me say no before you played it.
Are you just letting the listeners in on the bit
no.
that you're not supposed to like music?
No, it's not a bit. Fuck you.
That's not a bit.
No, that part I'm kidding about.
So there was an article, Stereo Gum,
yep.
pretty tight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in all one. Seriousness, how did that happen? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like that ain't nothing to shake a stick at. That's fairly impressive. I saw that. That's pretty tight,
dude. It hasn't like set in yet, and I think not to like downplay it, but like, there's not a lot of immediate shit that happens when that. I can now say it's not like. As that was like the first song I ever released, like
yeah.
legitimately. So that's why it's like insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was no build up to it really, it was just the first song ever and it was on fucking Stereo Gum.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like a lot of people knew and were
yeah.
hyped up about it already and there's like this big influx of streams from it. It really it introduced a few people to the band mm-hmm. and hopefully they become like long-term fans because
yeah,
of it. And
absolutely.
That's where the numbers will maybe start rolling in is like a lot of word of mouth from these first like few like big fans that hopefully mm-hmm. develop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And that's, of course that's always like the hope too. Like, you want to try yeah. to get as any exposure you can and try to build that listener base earlier, as early as you can. It's an impressive thing. Like I said, it's not ain't nothing to mess about. For anybody that doesn't know, we're talking about Brian's band In a Daydream. You guys are working on. I think by the time this releases, it will be out. Right? Am I thinking of that correctly?
3 days old, I believe.
Yeah, it'll be 3 days
Number
old.
Third, yeah.
When this releases, the new album.
We're
going to
be tweeting about it, so you've seen it on the
timeline. Yeah, you've seen it already. You already know. You know about it, but. Very sick new album going to be coming out. The new single that just came out, The Romantic Egoist, got Egotist.
Can you more time? The Romantic Egotist.
That was
Jacob.
A legitimate yeah. slip. That's an easy enough error to make. It is.
Yeah, a lot of people have made that error, actually. Even people in the band call it Romantic
that's,
Egoist.
See, bitch? See?
Yeah.
But it's the lead single, and I don't think we're talking out of turn to say it rocks. It slaps. It's very good. It's a banger. So you deserve the write-up. You deserve the love. It's very cool, and we got to listen to the album a little bit. I did listen through it today. I got to say, doesn't disappoint. Very good. Very
right.
good. A lot of cool shit. I'm very excited for the second single, which I will not say the name of, but it
yeah.
is very sick. That one might be my favorite, honestly, if I had to pick.
Yeah, that's, I think, the coolest song I've ever written, the second single. Well, if this is already out, it's called Narcissist Off
Duty.
Oh, I
guess that's true. You're right.
Yeah, and I think that, okay, so my thing about that song, the reason I like it so much is because the first single, you can trace it more easily back to my influences. I think Narcissist Off Duty is the song out of everything that I've written that sounds the most like it's just mine. Like, obviously, there's, like, some influence. There always yeah. is. But that one sounds more like in the future people will compare other shit to In a Daydream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. It's like a fully original, your original thing rather
yeah.
than things you can – I mean, and it's one thing to, like, hear influences from other bands. That's obvious. That's going to happen no matter what. But
yeah.
having that feeling of being like, this is a fully original thing, that's I honestly sick. I love that for you. So congrats.
Yeah,
that's very sick.
Yeah, I that hit just sent me. I'm reading the chat.
I was trying to be subtle.
That's
text.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Robin is going to tune out and listen to the album for the rest of this podcast.
I actually am already listening to the album right now because I didn't have a chance to listen to it earlier today. I didn't see it in the doc until
it's in the DMs. Now. It's in the DMs.
Well, God forbid when I work, I don't check the DMs. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm pulling all the weight around here.
Did you think, though, that like it flowed and everything? Because that
was
like the whole point.
Absolutely.
Like, it's supposed to,
Yeah.
Yeah. The
and that's one of my favorite things that you can do in a record. Agreed. Is just have it like flow song to song to song. Like,
yeah.
And I saw
you can have like distinct sections of like different like vibes or whatever, but it's all got to like, it's got to flow together. It's got to be dynamic. And like, you've definitely got that.
Yeah. I was kind of curious. I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seemed like the Stereo Gum piece was obviously about the lead single and then sort of referenced to the Brooklyn Vegan piece that was sort of talking about the album coming out and talking about the band a little bit. And I think it was in there that you might have made mention of the fact that like it might even be the intention to do that kind of thing live. Are you planning on just like running through it that way live, or do you have different plans with it, or is that something you think about for the live, the quote unquote live show?
Oh, yeah. A live show is better, I think.
Oh, fuck yes.
Live show is, we do interludes, like, because the people hear the record, there's like, there's an intro, there's like clips within the songs, and then there's like a middle song that's like lo-fi, and it's almost like it's the length of a full song, but it's meant to be like an interlude bridge between the two halves of the pretty short record. Mm-hmm. So, but like what I like to do is, like my drummer has a sample pad and we'd load up different intros and different interludes from what is on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And I base it whatever I like at the time. Like for instance, like when I was really into Twin Peaks, yep. I would play the theme song to Twin Peaks as the intro. And then like the interludes would be like different sound clips from Twin Peaks, or when Bo Burnham's Inside came out, I took clips from Inside and used it. So like, I try That's to so like, sick. Up with different pop culture things and like whatever I'm really into. Like the most recent show was like we did Eraserhead clips mm-hmm. and shit like that. So I think, and then we still include like the main intro and outro on the record, but we do the songs in different order. I like to try to find different ways to make things flow, but also keep it interesting for us so that it's not, we don't play the same thing all the time.
Yeah. Very sick. Very cool. I have another question that's kind of unrelated to that, but now I have to ask it. As a Lynch head, because it sounds like you might be.
A little bit.
I've gotten a little bit of shit from this from my friends before, so I'm interested to know what your thoughts on this are. Our friend Keelan asked me what my favorite David Lynch movie was, and my answer to him was the third season of Twin Peaks. And that was not a very good answer to him, and I'm curious to know if you think that's a fair answer as like a... That's obviously not a film. It's not a movie, but is that a fair answer?
I think, I'll be honest, I've only seen season one and two, but my really good friend, my drummer Poppy, has seen season three and has sang those praises in the same way. So he's like, they're always saying like, you have to watch season three. I started to watch it after two, but I needed a break because it's such a mind fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
it is such a mind fuck. And like, you also kind of have to keep in mind that you're kind of technically supposed to see in it 25 years later, so it is tough to immediately go from the end of season two to that. Also, season two is not that good, so it's like tough.
The
to
end
stay
of season
invested.
Two is amazing.
Yes,
but David Lynch left and wasn't directing shit in
the
middle.
Finale of season two is great.
Oh my god!
Oh.
It was some of the best television I've ever seen. Is the finale of season two?
I fell off season two, episode one.
Yeah,
that
I keep
was
trying
the last
so
one that I watched.
Hard. I keep trying so hard to get Robin into it, and I. The first season, you were able to get through, and I get that. I totally understand that. You got right to the part, I think, where it started to get bad, and that is fair. I get it. I can't even.
Yeah. It becomes really soapy, and they don't do any of the cool, weird Lynch stuff, but then he comes back and just completely saves it to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think the best one is Mulholland Drive, to me.
Yeah, that's a fair answer, too. I think only because I've seen it the most recently, my answer right now would be Eraserhead, but it is, I know what you mean.
What? Honestly hated it. There was one part, like the intro that we came out to was the, in heaven, everything is fine.
Yeah.
That thing, like that's, came out to that, which I thought that was awesome. And I thought Eraserhead was like, I got it, you know, but I didn't enjoy watching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's totally fair. It's not an enjoyable movie to watch that.
Yeah, I was like, it's totally like, fair. I get it, but like, I don't need this. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I guess that's pretty fair. It's like, I guess the weird stuff with his movies is that you all, or anything that it is like you kind of have to know all the context beforehand, and like the mindset of what you're supposed to be seeing before you see it. Or at least for me. Maybe I'm like just too dense and like not able to necessarily always get it on the first go, but it takes me a lot of effort to consume that.
Yeah. No, I get that though. It definitely enhances it because it's kind of like paintings when you just look at like some abstract painting, you're like, what the fuck is this? But if you have a little context about what it's supposed to mean, you can start to see the things that are intended there for you to see. Where if you're just like kind of going in blind, you might just see a bunch of shapes and colors that don't make any sense. And that's kind of how that movie was, I thought.
Watching a David Lynch work and being like, why are all the people so weird?
Yeah. Right.
Why are they all so weird?
All very dreamy and surreal, which I do like that.
Yeah. Hey, and not to, hey, come on, listen to this professionalism here. And that those influences shine through wonderfully on the new album. Woo, baby.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I mean, I kid, but I mean, I kid, but I also don't kid. Like, I mean,
Band's called In a Daydream. You know?
I am joking, but also not joking. Like that is very clearly there, and like, you know, there's a lot of like cool spacey shit going on, and frankly, that's like right up my alley. So,
sick.
It's very cool. Very, very highly recommend. The album is This Side of Purgatory. I don't know if we've actually said that yet. I think we were just talking about single so far, but maybe we're saying the name. Absolutely. Absolutely check that out. It's very, very sick. Definitely plans to do it live. I'm very interested in seeing that. You're not super duper far from us, which is nice to learn.
We're coming to Cleveland too in February.
No shit, really.
We're doing Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Bowling Green in February.
Ooh, I don't think I saw that. I'm gonna need to figure that out.
We haven't out yet, but like by the time we're working on that right now though. We're like booking that run.
I don't know what it is. For whatever reason, it's like very hard for me to drag myself all the way to Bowling Green, but they have so many fucking good shows out there. Like, I need to be doing it more.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I've actually never been to Bowling Green.
Oh, it was great. It's great.
Yeah. The Summit Shack dudes live out there. And that's,
absolutely. I think, a big they do so much good work. They've become homies.
Yeah. I kind of like became homies with them through the podcast, and I played a show there one time.
Ooh, very sick.
50th episode. And
hell yeah.
So much shit that's happened because of the podcast, which is kind of crazy. Like,
yeah,
so
that rocks. I mean, frankly, we haven't been doing this for that long of a time, and I could say the same. So I totally understand what you mean by that. Like, it's kind of weird to think about all of the doors that get open just because of doing some stupid shit like this. So absolutely get that.
For real.
You could be like me and drive 8 hours to go meet the homies from the podcast and then like have a panic attack at the show and drive home.
Robin drove alone to anybody. The DIY Super Bowl and then did not say hi to everybody and left.
It's not that I didn't say hi to everybody. I didn't say hi to anybody. I'm pretty sure I made eye contact with Hayden from For Your Health and like just didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, that's me. Whatever. I get that.
I saw you guys interviewed Carly Cosgrove, and they're coming to stay the night at my house when they're on tour in December.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I saw that today. I was like, oh, you guys met Carly Cosgrove. I'm going to meet them next month.
That's so funny.
Hold on. I don't know if we can talk about this on the podcast.
We can maybe cut this out. We are doing the same thing.
they're staying at my apartment, and then in this stop between the Cincinnati and the Cleveland show, we're going to all drive up and stay at Jacob's apartment because it's halfway between Cincy and Cleveland.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, tell me if they're shitty guests.
Yeah, I'll let you know if they like trash the place or whatever.
Yeah. We just left a bunch of shit here. Yeah, Lucas kept fucking with my cats. I want to start some nasty.
Good, I have two cats.
That's funny.
Ellen took a really nasty dump.
Yeah, one of them took a nasty dump, but I won't say who it is.
Luckily, I have like a spare bathroom in my basement, like where my futon is and shit.
Oh,
like, you guys are down here.
Oh, that's incredible. Go do your own little space. I'm going to bed now. I'm going to go sleep naked upstairs. Goodbye.
Well, you are still the king, so.
Yeah, that's true. Oh shit.
Going and getting the carton of orange juice and just drinking out of it, and Tyler's just like wide eyed in a sleeping bag on the floor, like
in the nude, in the good,
just dangling.
Free balling, shit. Dude.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Holy shit.
Oh shit. What else is going on, gang? What do we got?
Yeah. What else do we talk
about? Damn. Oh shit. Highly recommend you check out that album. I know I'm very excited to hear it. I mean, well, I've heard it, but I'm excited for everybody to hear it. Super stoked that we were kind of able to do this a little bit earlier with you and get to know you and get to talk with you a little bit. I think that's kind of all that we had that we wanted to specifically go over. Do you have anything that you wanted to hit before we start bow-ending it? Bow-ending. What is that?
Tie a little bow and put it on the little...
Put a tie on it.
This is releasing in December. You could have made a nice little Christmas present joke with that.
God, you're right. Yeah, you're 100% right. Huge missed opportunity for a Christmas present joke.
And this is why you're not a stand-up comedian.
Hey.
That's right.
I think I'll say follow. We're at In a Daydream USA on everything.
Yeah.
Our record release show is February 12th at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Ooh.
With You Rest You Joy Life, Pretoria, and Palmer, all Michigan bands.
Hell yeah!
And
hell yeah!
Fun as shit.
I have heard so many good bands coming out of Michigan lately. It just seems like you guys cannot stop with that shit. So keep up the good work. Yeah. I love the Michigan local scene. It seems so sick.
It is pretty sick. We're spoiled for sure.
Yeah. I mean, better than not having any bands. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ohio sucks. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that, and I would not disagree with you. I would say that's fair.
I don't think Ohio's... I think we've got a cute little scene going on here. We got some homies, but...
We have a few.
I mean, Ohio. I just mean Ohio in general. You guys just fuck
up. I mean, Ohio does suck, yeah. You're right.
I mean, that is true. Bands actually, are cool. I hate to say this, but even specifically the state of Michigan, I do talk you guys up a decent amount while I'm at work, because my company that I work my day job for is based in Michigan. So a lot of people I talk to are from Michigan. They're always so shocked that I'm in Ohio. And... the main difference that I can find between Michigan and Ohio is that I feel like when I go to Michigan and I see like the trees and the wildlife and shit, it seems like it's alive and thriving. And when you come back to Ohio, it's just like it's surviving. It's not doing anything. It's just barely clinging on to life. The trees are like technically still have leaves on them, but just like kind of hanging out on the side of the road. Whereas everything in Michigan is like green and nice.
8,000 miles of corn between the two cities in fucking Ohio are... thriving.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. A lot of cool shit to do up there, and a lot of really mid shit to do down here. So totally get it. You're not getting an Ohio defense from me.
Yeah. Seeing like a tour poster, and it's got like, you know, like Philadelphia, and then they play like Pittsburgh, and then you're like, they gotta come to Ohio, right? And they're like, nope, we're going to Detroit, and then we're going to California. Fuck everything else.
To be fair, I've seen plenty of show in Detroit, and they're fantastic. And Detroit's honestly a nice city. I've been there several times, and I've really liked it every time I've been.
I live like 10 minutes from Detroit. I go there all the time now.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And
it's okay. I mean, it's nice. It's like gentrifying, you know
right.
what I mean?
Like, of course. I mean, people talk so much shit all the time. But
yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, it sucked major ass, you know? Like, it's on its way back, but... no one's happy 100% because like the areas that are like quote unquote, some people will call it getting nicer and then other people will call it gentrifying. And I don't, you know, I think that there's truth to both sides. Like gentrifying things does make things more like aesthetically pleasing, but at the same time, it's like fucked up practices. I'm not really smart enough, informed enough to really know. I just think that people coming to the city who don't know shit about it will be like, oh, this isn't so bad. And that's about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. fair enough. Coming here expecting like just the absolute worst, expecting a third world country, and then coming and being like, oh, they have a Tim Hortons here. That's not too bad,
developing
actually.
Developing nation, you uneducated swine.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Third world country is the incorrect term.
Is it?
It's developing nation now.
Is it?
Oh, God.
You motherfucker. You're canceled.
Well, whatever.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I'm canceled. I'm canceled. I'm canceled because I said Detroit is not a third world city. Or what did I say? Fuck you. Jesus Christ.
And on that note, I think it's about time we wrap this shit up.
Brian, it was such a pleasure to talk with you, man. Thank you so much for coming on. It was
a
delight. Such a nice time. It was a delight. Yeah, I can say it was a delight.
It was a treat.
It was a treat. We had a little silly goose time. I appreciate you coming on and having silly goose time with us. I'm going to have some plugs at the end, and we're going to kind of have the music fade in. Do you want to say anything finally as the music fades in? Oh, wait. Oh, wait. I have something.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
Brian, is there anything that you've been listening to that you would like to recommend to people?
Yes. Boyfrienders. They have a record called Midwest Alive and Nightmares that is really, really fucking good songwriting. Palmer is a band that's playing our release show. They don't have like music out under that name. They had to like change their name, but they're called Palmer because of Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks. So I think that's sick. Fucking dope.
Yep.
But they have some music coming. It might even be out by the time this comes. So check out Palmer. I know that a Palmer band, Michigan, and then check out Boyfrienders. Their Boyfrienders, MI.
Sweet.
Those two. And I know See Home is another friends band. They have music coming out soon. And then Easy Beach. They're all friends. These are all friends bands, but they're all really good. So
swag.
Check that shit out.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the kind words. And check out The Side of Purgatory. The album should be out now. It's in a daydream. Check it out. All the streaming. Buy it on Bandcamp. Deuces, gang. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, as always, to our new friend, Brian, from In a Daydream. You can go follow In a Daydream over on Twitter and Instagram. It's at In a Daydream USA. Their new album, This Side of Purgatory, is out streaming now wherever you listen to music that rocks. If you want to throw them a few bucks, you can buy the album. You can go do that over at inadaydream.bandcamp.com. Brian also co-hosts a podcast called Invite the Neighbors. There's lots of great interviews over there, lots of cool people, so highly recommend you check that out. Feel free to write into our show. You can do that at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast, on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. Music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You, Rayleigh March, and De Swag Monster, Jake Batwell.